you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces say they're carrying out a limited counterterrorism operation in Rafah. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the White House is monitoring the situation where more than a million Palestinians are taking refuge.
Kirby said the Israelis told the administration the operation Monday was designed to cut off Hamas's ability to smuggle weapons and funds into Gaza, and not the size, scale, duration, and scope consistent with what would be a major ground offensive. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Stormy Daniels has been testifying much of the day in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, detailing her claim of a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006, and later getting paid by Trump's former fixer ahead of the 2016 election to keep their alleged affair quiet. Trump's defense attorneys accusing Daniels of lying about the encounter to make money. TikTok's parent company filing a lawsuit against the federal government for plans to ban the Chinese-owned app if it does not sell within the year. This is ABC News. A shooting outside the house of rapper Drake, just as his very public feud with rapper Kendrick Lamar heats up.
Two of the top rappers in the game, Kendrick Lamar and Drake, have gone back and forth in a 9-song feud over the past month or so, with the rhetoric really heating up this past weekend.
I love peace, but war ready if the world is ready to see you bleed.
On social media, Lamar posted a picture of Drake's Toronto mansion and implied sex offenders live there. Early Tuesday morning, there was a drive-by shooting outside Drake's house. A security guard was shot and is in serious condition. Was the feud a factor?
It is so early in the investigation that we don't have a motive at this time.
Inspector Paul Kravchuk also couldn't say whether or not Drake was home at the time. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A lock of Beethoven's hair is providing new clues on how he may have died. Scientists found high amounts of lead and arsenic in the composer's hair, which could explain his long list of health ailments and his early death. Lead was used in many wines and foods during his lifetime. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High, low 70s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, and again a slight shower chance, cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden returns to Wisconsin on Wednesday. He's scheduled to deliver remarks at Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant at noon. It will be Biden's fifth trip to Wisconsin this year and follows a rally former President Donald Trump held in Waukesha last week. At the Capitol, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets but does not take up Forever Chemicals or health care funding for western Wisconsin, as requested by Governor Tony Evers.
We will not be discussing PFAS or HSHS today. The governor does not have the authority to compel us to meet.
Senator Howard Markline noting Evers vetoed bills on both matters. Following three hit-and-run deaths within a week, including that of a four-year-old girl, an advocacy group called Milwaukee Walks is looking for solutions for pedestrians challenged by reckless drivers. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Pepin County residents won't have to send private well water tests down to Madison in the future. The Pepin County Health Department is building a new testing lab right here in the county. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says the department earmarked ARPA funds to help pay for the lab.
So still kind of drawing out off of some of those ARPA funds that we received post-COVID for recovery, where we did earmark a significant amount of money to build up our capacity to do water testing.
The department also has grants available for nitrate mitigation equipment for homeowners that have private wells with nitrate issues. Just contact Pepin County Health for more information. Chippewa County wants to join the list of counties in Wisconsin with a Narcan vending machine. That county's public health department says the public health vending machine would allow people easier access to fentanyl strips and Narcan spray. Both are used to make sure that people don't die from accidentally using fentanyl. The health department's Haley Bomar says they're also looking to add condoms to Plan B hygiene kits and even toothbrushes. The money for the machine would come from the state. Bomar says if Chippewa County is approved, the county would see the vending machine by the end of this year. An agri-science teacher in western Wisconsin has been honored as one of Wisconsin's Teachers of the Year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, New Richmond High School teacher Rachel Savola helped develop the Student Opportunities with Agricultural Resources Educational Center and helps to manage the school farm, which gives students the opportunity to produce goods for the school lunch program. Savola is one of 5 teachers to receive that award. Governor Evers is again calling a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to approve funding to address the hospital closures here in western Wisconsin and the PFAS contamination. Wisk Politics reports that while the Democratic governor can call a special meeting of the Republican-controlled budget panel, he can't force the committee to meet. Co-chair Senator Howard Marklean and Representative Mark Bourne quickly rejected Evers' call. The committee is already set to meet on the Department of Health Services plan for opioid settlement dollars on Tuesday and funding for the Department of Transportation driver education grants, among other requests. Evers has been repeatedly pushing JFC Republicans to approve the $125 million set aside in the budget to fight PFAS contamination and the $15 million to address the hospital closures here in western Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Be on the lookout for counterfeit money here in western Wisconsin. That's the warning from western Wisconsin law enforcement. After someone used a $100 bill that was fake to buy a low-cost item from a garage sale over the weekend. Police are adding that an incident happened not only in Eau Claire, but also in Chippewa Falls. Now, police are advising residents to be careful and examine the larger bills should you be having a garage sale or yard sale this summer. Now, a suspect in the incident in Chippewa Falls, however, has been identified. Public health managers are now making it easier to track opioid trends in western Wisconsin. Eau Claire County's Joint Health Department has launched a dashboard to help people track opioid use, opioid deaths, and trends. The idea is to put all of the opioid information in one place. That includes a portion of the dashboard that tracks prevention and harm reduction, like how to keep opioid pain pills safe and out of the hands of people who are looking to abuse them. Prosecutors are now filing charges against an Eau Claire man. Jeremy Schultz has been accused of abusing a young girl for years. Investigators say the abuse started when the girl was 5 or 6 and continued until she was 14. Now, Schultz is looking at first-degree sexual assault of a child charges. He's due back in court next month. A Dane County judge has tossed a lawsuit that accuses the Wisconsin DNR of listening to wolf hunting groups too much in the state's new wolf hunt management plan. The Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife sued the Wisconsin DNR for meeting with groups that support wolf hunting. The DNR met with the groups outside of the normal wolf management plan hearing process, but there were not enough DNR members to make it an official meeting. The Friends lawsuit sought to toss whatever information was shared. Ultimately, the judge said, though, there was no open meeting violations, and the judge rejected claims of due process and administrative process and procedure violations. The judge says the Friends didn't cite any evidence of what they were calling discrimination. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Tickets for the new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago are now on sale. The second daily round-trip trains, named the Borealis, will start running on May 21st. The Wisconsin station seeing the extra stops do include Toma, La Crosse, Winona, and Red Wing. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, senior, and military personnel and families. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hard work paying off for Trackhouse. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Existing for a relatively short period, Trackhouse Racing has grown quickly into a top contender in the NASCAR Cup Series. Founder Justin Marks, who purchased Chip Ganassi's racing operation, pushes his teams to excel at a record pace. Ross Chastain shared how he and teammate Daniel Suarez worked to pursue the organization's continued success.
Look, we're competing with the greats of this sport, and the fact that we're competing for the third year now is no surprise, but it's hard. It's challenging, and we're leaning into all of our tools at GM, Chevrolet, and the tech center they built there in Concord, and Daniel and I live over there, basically. I mean, we spend a lot of hours there. Our teams rely on a lot. We're in a good spot.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The NBA playoffs continue tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In the East, Boston hosting Cleveland, game one of that series. Later on, Dallas pays a visit to Oklahoma City. Mavericks signing coach Jason Kidd to a multi-year contract extension that'll keep him in Dallas long-term. Former Bucks coach led the Mavs to a pair of 50-plus win seasons and has combined 140 and 106 during his time there. Brewers send Colin Ray to the mound tonight for game two of their three-game series with the Kansas City Royals. KC won the opener 3-2 last night. In the NHL playoffs tonight, the Rangers host Carolina, looking to take a 2-0 lead in that series. Out west, Dallas meets Colorado in game one of that set. NHL draft lottery also here. Bottom 16 teams in the league will keep their fingers crossed in hopes of earning the top overall pick in June's draft when the lottery kicks off at 5:30 tonight. San Jose and Chicago have the best odds of landing the number one selection. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New basketball rules for next year, plus some blazing times on the track last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Last week, the NFHS announced basketball rules changes that will go into place next season. One of the revisions included a new definition and warning for flopping, which prohibits players from simulating being fouled or making exaggerated movements when there is no illegal contact. New language also allows officials to issue a team warning for the first instance, with any additional instances now resulting in a team technical. Other rules changes involve uniforms, basket interference, and the use of electronic devices. Visit Wisports.net for the full list of NFHS rule adjustments. While there, you can also check out the 2024-25 basketball playoff assignments that were released last week, including division placement and sectional assignment for all teams. The Myram Invite is an annual track and field meet held at Arrowhead High School, producing some blazing times. There were three state best times recorded on the boys' side, including Janesville Parker's Caden Brandenburg running 47.69 in the 400. Also, the Arrowhead 4x200-meter relay and Green Bay Preble 4x800 relay teams set new season bests. There were four state bests on the girls' side, Arrowhead's Taylor Thimmich going 56.98 in the 400, Schwamigan's Autumn Michalski running 4 minutes 54.98 seconds in the 1600, plus the Arrowhead 4x200 and Slinger 4x800 teams also set new state bests for this year. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a public meeting on St. Louis River walleye management. This is an important border water fishery, and the agency wants your input. More details when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR will host an informational public meeting on Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. to discuss walleye management in the St. Louis River and western region of Lake Superior. The meeting will discuss the status of the population and fishery ahead of the St. Louis walleye season opener on May 11th.
Other topics include recent walleye-related projects in the area and current management issues affecting this important walleye fishery. The St. Louis River fishery is jointly managed between Wisconsin and Minnesota, and the river features the largest population of walleyes in Lake Superior. The walleye population is completely sustained through natural reproduction, which Wisconsin and Minnesota carefully monitor and maintain by protecting the spawning fish in the system. Learn more about the fishery by going to dnr.wisconsin.gov and searching Lake Superior. The public meeting again will be Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. in the Barker's Island Superior Room, 300 Marina Drive in Superior, Wisconsin. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High, low 70s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy and again a slight shower chance, cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Well, some call it a turnaround Tuesday. It was an interesting market trade as we took a look at the fact that we saw a lot of negativity in the markets, but we did see some positives, especially on those backsides for the soybeans. And then, man, the livestock side of the trade, they normally is a Monday trade, turned into a Tuesday trade. So we'll talk more about why we're seeing some good numbers there. We'll also focus on a listener question when it comes to Brazil and the soybean crop. Lots that we're going to look at today as Alan Brugler joins us. He is with Brugler Marketing and Management. So let's kind of talk, first of all, that even though we saw some negative trade today, there still is a kind of a rally feel going on within these markets from a grains. What's your takeaway, Alan?
Yeah, I like the chart action here. With the USDA reports coming out on Friday and their first estimates for 24-25 production and supply and demand, there's some concern about them giving us a negative surprise. But the fact is we're rallying right up into that report, and we've managed to encourage some of the shorts to depart the market, the speculative shorts, that there's still some remaining there to feed the rally. And I think we've just got this sense that whether this is the rally for the summer or at least a down payment on one, that we're in the middle of it.
So having said that, how high could it go, or what is the feel that you're getting as you look at these markets?
Well, we know that the old crop carryout for corn is still going to be 2 billion bushels, plus or minus 100 million. So it's not like we're going to run out of old crop corn. That's the boat anchor we're dragging, or the ball and chain we're dragging with us on the rally. It's going to somewhat cap how far we can go with old crop. But what we do like is the export window here, with Brazil out of the market until the middle of June for the most part. The U.S., unless we rally too far, too fast, and price ourselves out, we should see some pretty good volumes here. Looking at new crop corn, again, waiting on USDA's numbers on Friday, 496 is a 61.8% retracement. If you really want to be bulled up, you notice that we broke the two-thirds speed line, which suggested a run at 5.25 sometime this summer. The bear argument is, of course, we've already rallied from on the new crop from 440 to 480. We at some point we're going to take a little more of a breather.
So you and I talked during the weekend report, and you guys have both talked about some new money being factored in. Do you still think that's going to be a part of what we see in this trade?
Yeah, I think there's some a little bit of inflation trade money coming in. There's also, I think, as I indicated in the weekend report, there's also a rule of thumb in the stock market: sell in May and go away, come back after Labor Day. The stock market tends to chop around and not really show much net gain over the summer. So some of the hot money that wants big gains is going to pull out of the stock market, particularly after the rally we've had since the first of the year, and go try and find another playground. Well, that can be commodities because they're more volatile during the summer. So I think we are seeing, if you look at commitment traders, we saw partly short covering and partly new money coming in on the long side in that last commitment trades report. So that was last week's part of the rally.
You know, I thought it was interesting. I was doing some reading earlier this morning, Alan, and it was talking about just kind of lack of any sort of news, some quiet action trade. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, when you look at the markets as a whole here in the States, there's not a lot of excitement going on. Corn, for example, because we're in the middle of spring planting. What are your thoughts? What is it going to take to spur some excitement news within this market trade?
Well, again, the futures are showing that there's something afoot, and they usually lead the news, so there's something out there. It could be crop-related, it could be South American-related, and we can certainly talk about that. It could also be, as you look at the El Nino to La Nina transition, is there going to be a problem in the last half of the growing season, in July, August, September? It's a long way from now, but you know, do you want to be short if you anticipate that you might have some dryness issues later in the season?
So how do we seek out some export potential? Because we know that's definitely been on the quiet side.
Yeah, exports, I think soybean exports are going to be a struggle just because we're still high priced relative to South America. You've got, even with the Rio Grande do Sul flooding problems, you've still got a fairly large Brazilian crop, 148 to 152 million tons, depending on who's counting. Argentina's had a very good season and much more production than a year ago. So bean sales are going to tend to struggle here. I think the bull story on beans is if you can get the fuel demand up a little bit, whether that's through SAF or just renewable diesel, and get bean oil back off the floor. Bean oil kind of priced itself out of the market relative to palm oil and also the fats, yellow and white grease. But again, that's the growth story, is probably domestic bean oil used for fuel. And you can't deny that need for a very long period of time, particularly with more refineries coming online.
What about from a wheat perspective? I mean, Black Sea region, there's still a lot of tensions there. Is there the opportunity for us yet?
Yeah, this is the time period where we should see rallies in wheat. I've been saying that for months. We're coming into the end of the marketing year. USDA's been saying for quite some time that if you exclude China and just you look at world stocks use without China, things are going to be the tightest since 07, 08 or earlier. But the point was that's for the tail end of the marketing year. And up until we got to this window, it wasn't the tail end. Things weren't as tight as USDA is projecting for the full year. Now we're in that window. You've seen, with this week's exception, we were a little slower on export inspections this week, but we've seen really strong wheat export inspections the last couple of weeks.
We do have a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation continues with Alan Brugler, he, of course, is with Brugler Marketing and Management. And I wanted to start out the second half here, Alan, with a question that came from one of our listeners. And his question was, how bad is the beans right now in South America, specifically Brazil, where they've had all this rain? And is there some concerns as they move forward?
Well, I think it's a great question. The situation, of course, is that most of the Brazilian harvest is over. Okay, they as you know, they plant double crop corn or winter corn after beans, and most of the winter corn, over 90%, is already planted, which tells you most of the beans are off. Most of the beans that aren't harvested yet are in Rio Grande do Sul, which has been getting absolutely pounded with rain. You've had local accumulations of 10 inches or more, 20 inches over an X period of time in a few areas. So that's just a lot of water for some crops that are still in the field. Now, you know, you do the math, you have to remember, first of all, there's two hills for every valley. And so some of the beans are on high ground, they're not in bottom ground, and they're not flooded out. But with that kind of rain with beans that are about ready to harvest, you also know you're going to have tremendous quality problems on the remaining beans. You're going to get sprout damage, or you're going to get mold or other problems. Our best estimate is that there were about 5.5 million tons of beans yet to be harvested. And we figure probably 1.5 to 2 million tons actually lost due to the weather. And of the remaining three, probably half of that is going to have some kind of quality issue. Now, it won't show up as reduced production, but it'll show up as you know, a basis discount or a processing discount. It's for the producer. Now, let's put that in perspective. Nationally, they're somewhere between 148 and 152 million tons of production. There's still a pretty big gap there between the CONAB estimate and the USDA's estimate. So we have to figure out which number you're deducting from. They're obviously going to have a smaller crop than a year ago. But the other thing is that Argentina had a drought a year ago, and their crop is almost, for soybeans, is almost double what it was a year ago. So, you know, they're more than offsetting the Brazilian losses, even with the problems of Rio Grande do Sul. And, you know, so their South American production is still going to be record or near record, even with this loss. Now, that's not to discount the rally that we're having in beans. You know, you did reduce production by 2, 3, 4 million tons, depending on who's betting their money in the market, and therefore world prices should be a little bit higher. And I think that's what we're seeing here.
So, I think there's some optimism, though, that the minute you hear the word of struggle, even though it's a very small part of the beans that are let to be harvested, that they would come looking to the United States for some sum.
Yeah, again, the hard part is it's right after their harvest, and if they've got 148 million tons of beans, 80 million tons are going to be exported. Most of those are sitting there somewhere in the supply chain. So you can be optimistic that it will eventually mean some more sales for the U.S. because otherwise those sales would have been made by South America. But it might not be up front. It might not be immediate. But so, the market's job is it's a futures market, so it's trying to adjust the price level to the perception of tighter supply. And then you throw a little bit of wet weather in the U.S. and slower planting progress. And I think, and the fact that the funds were big shorts, and you can justify a rally here, and that's what we're getting.
So jump over to the livestock side. Is the box beef prices, do you see that as an encouragement for what we see in these markets?
Yeah, they're kind of the key here in a lot of ways, because you've got very tight margins right now between the box beef cutouts and the five area cash cattle. Tyson just reported a big loss for their beef processing operation because margins are too tight. They're losing money. My point being, if box beef goes up, then you're going to see increased cash cattle prices because the cattle numbers themselves are fairly snug here, well advertised. We're down 4 or 5 years in the cattle cycle now, and you just have fewer head on feed. You also have, relative to the last 3 or 4 years, pretty tight ready numbers for May and June. That is, the availability of cattle that are ready to go to slaughter.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Oh, call us 402-697-3623. Visit our website, www.Brugler, BRUGLERMKTG, or Brugler Marketing, spelled out, either one, .com. Or follow us on Twitter at BruglerMKTG.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional, right here on the Rural Radio Network.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum invites you to Prairie Days, a 50th anniversary cast reunion of Little House on the Prairie, May 10th and 11th at Villa Belisa Winery, Pepin. Cast members attending include Wendy Lou Lee, Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, and more. Have dinner with the cast May 10th at 6:30, and there's also a VIP breakfast with the cast May 11th. For ticket information, visit eventbrite.com and search for 2024 Prairie Days, Pepin, Wisconsin. It's Prairie Days, May 10th and 11th in Pepin.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. The cattle market received welcome news on Thursday when the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that ground beef samples had tested negative for H5N1. I'll have more details after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Since the discovery of H5N1, or highly pathogenic avian influenza, in the U.S. dairy herd at the end of March, consumers and regulators have wondered about the presence of the disease in the U.S. beef supply as well. And those concerns prompted the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service to launch a testing blitz across the country. Officials at FSIS collected 30 samples of ground beef from retail establishments, think grocery stores, butcher shops, and meat markets primarily,
for testing at the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. Researchers at the lab tested all 30 samples using the PCR method, which is more commonly used to identify pathogens such as E. coli or Salmonella, and they reported the results last Thursday, with no trace of the virus, including virus particles, found in any sample. The news rallied the cattle markets to end last week as the announcement was unequivocal about the safety of U.S. beef, saying in part, quote, USDA is confident that the meat supply is safe. USDA has a rigorous inspection process with all cattle carcasses inspected after slaughter by FSIS inspectors. The results of the PCR testing reaffirm that the meat supply is safe. However, the agency also reported that it is undertaking several additional measures to study the impact of H5N1 on meat and dairy beyond the retail level testing. One test on dairy cattle that have been culled due to illness will look at virus particles in their muscle tissue, and a second will focus on food preparation. Researchers will put a virus surrogate in ground beef and then cook it to different temperatures to see what happens. Both of these studies are underway currently, and the USDA has pledged to release the results as soon as they're available. In the U.S., testing will also continue for evidence of H5N1 in the dairy supply, and I'll have that update after this.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Along with the recent announcement from USDA that no trace of H5N1 was found in ground beef, officials also reminded the public that pasteurization continues to prove effective at breaking up the virus, and that means that pasteurized milk in the U.S. milk supply remains safe. We'll be watching this story as more information comes available. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High, low 70s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, and again a slight shower chance, cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently at 68.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's a yellow pair of running shoes, a holy pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling knowing. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. Saturday out on the town, and
She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on. She's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
Louisiana tonight. Hey. sizzle.
We're Country Fry.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
With some hand-me-down keys, as long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's the old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes, and some beer. Fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Light ears to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about rain.
Georgia, Kentucky rain.
Now there's all kind of songs about babies and love that goes right. But for some unknown reason, nobody wants to play them tonight. Hey, I hope it's sunny wherever you are. That's sure not the picture tonight in my car. And it sure ain't easing my pain. All these songs like Rainy Night in Georgia and Kentucky.
Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on, and there's no two the same. Oh, it would be easy to blame all these songs about rain. Well, I thought I was over you, but I guess maybe I'm not. 'Cause when I let you go, looks like lonely is all that I got. Guess I'll never know what could have been. Sure ain't helping this mood that I'm in. If they're gonna keep on playing these songs like Rainy Night in Georgia and Kentucky Rain, here comes that rain.